Why don't students like school? A cognitive scientist answers questions about how the mind works and what it means for the classroom. By Daniel T. Willingham. Narrated by Paul Costanzo. Copyright 2009 by Daniel T. Willingham. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with John Wiley & Sons, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This audiobook is packaged with bonus material, which has been included on each audio and MP3 CD. If you downloaded this audiobook in a digital format, please refer to www.tantor.com keyword Why Don't Students Like School to access these images. Introduction. Arguably, the greatest mysteries in the universe lie in the 3-pound mass of cells, approximately the consistency of oatmeal, that reside in the skull of each of us. It has even been suggested that the brain is so complex that our species is smart enough to fathom everything except what makes us so smart. That is, the brain is so cunningly designed for intelligence that it is too stupid to understand itself. We know now that is not true. The mind is at last yielding its secrets to persistent scientific investigation. We have learned more about how the mind works in the last 25 years than we did in the previous 2,500. It would seem that greater knowledge of the mind would yield important benefits to education. After all, education is based on change in the minds of students. So surely understanding the student's cognitive equipment would make teaching easier or more effective. Yet the teachers I know...